Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today is my favorite day. It's Potapalooza Day, and I have another amazing guest joining me today. Magdalena, is it Raj?
Yes.
Did I get that right? Awesome.
You did.
She goes from business to coaching to healing to neuroscience. She has a whole entire magic bag of a plethora of things that she brings to the table. Tell us a little bit about how you got here and what your favorite way to work with clients is.
Sure. So I am a high impact coach. And what I do is I kind of work a lot with stressed over high achievers. And even the high achievers that don't call themselves that. Because there's a lot of us that don't own up to it. You know, I didn't back in my corporate days. I would have never thought I was that. I wasn't running the country. I wasn't running the billion-dollar corporation. So, you know, I'm kind of trucking along. I would have never thought about a high achiever. But there's kind of a mindset, and then there becomes a body mechanism that goes along with that, where you drive and you just go and you go. And in my career, I saw folks like that. And, you know, things look great on the surface, but then you start to see that there's other challenges going on behind the scenes. Because so frequently, the last place it comes out is in the workplace. And I found the same in the entrepreneurial space. As I meet entrepreneurs, right, we present in a particular way, but there's things going on in the background. And those things can impact how you show up. Because if you can't bring your best self into the room and you can't show up as your best self, then you're actually going to wind up impacting not only your relationships and your health, but also that income that's important as well.
And it all plays in together, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And I saw it, as I said, in the corporate world. I love my life now. There's a place, time when I lost almost everything. And in doing that, you know, it was like my marriage ended. The company that I had worked for 10 years and poured everything into went one of the largest bankruptcies in the U.S. And then I found out my personal investments hadn't really been managed. So it was like no husband, no investments, no job, no income, no 401k, no stock, no severance. Oh, no health care, because it all fell into the bankruptcy court. You know, and at that point, you want to freeze. But I had one wonderful thing there, and that was my little 2-year-old. And so I couldn't crawl into like the snail shell where you want to stay. I had to step out. And I got help. And that kind of opened my eyes to coaching. You know, I had care therapy and coaching and looking at things and looking at the relationship because I didn't want to be there that way again. And then I said, okay, what do I do now? So I have to rebuild. What the heck? I'm older. I have a 2-year-old. I've got life is complex. So my runway's shorter, which means my trajectory is higher. I really got to bust a move, so to speak. So I knew my what, and I knew my why, right? That little darling. But it's in the how. Because the how is where we live. And that's what's the most important thing is what goes on in the how. Because that's every day. And so you go back in and you throw yourself in and you get working and you go at it. And then something happens. Because we all have that, right? All of a sudden, maybe my gifted child isn't turning in the homework. Didn't see that one coming. A family member has something really awful going on. Didn't see that one happening. Something else goes on and it can hit us. And when I say the high achiever, right? It's the, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make it happen. I can keep loaded on. I got to keep going. And what you wind up with is you kind of start treating yourself like this infinitely renewable natural resource. And wow. We know those don't exist. And really, you're moving yourself towards extinction. Because, and trust me, I love a challenge. So I could take on the corporate business challenges and do all of that. But it's, you know, it's so seductive, but it can become ultimately reductive if you don't do it in the best way for yourself. And when you try to give that 150% all the time, just like anything else, you can make an investment. But there's a point when you run out, you know, you're back being that resource that's getting tapped. And just like anything else, if you run out of money, you got to go to the bank. Well, here's what you do. You borrow on your tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
You borrow on your tomorrow, and that comes in the shape of the relationships you have. It comes in the shape of your health and ultimately your mindset, and ultimately it will impact the thing that seems to be the most important, which is the thing that's giving you the income, that's letting you keep moving forward. So I saw so many people where it looked great, but behind the scenes, the crackling was happening. And what's funny is, I mean, I linked my toolkit when I started up with this again, and I pulled out the work ethic I got from my little German grandmother. Work hard, be nice, you'll do well, you know? And then my mother was the first generation, so she was all about everything worth doing is worth doing well. So, you know, throw some perfectionism in there with it. And then this is really bad, but there was this commercial way back when before I was going to the workforce, and it showed this tall, willy blonde, right, going through different roles. Well, you see the resemblance, right? I did. So, you know, you should go through her life, right? She's, you know, the mother, the professional woman, the homemaker, the sexy spouse. You know, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, never let you forget you're a man because I'm a woman. It was wonderful. Yeah. So, but you can have it all. If you do it all, you can have it all. Now, here's the funny thing. There was a tagline. Sometimes it's good to read the taglines. It was the 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman. You know that, right? But it was going to take you 24 hours to do all that stuff. See, I didn't focus on the tagline. And you were going to get support 30% of the time. But that's kind of where we go with having it all and doing it all. And I finally said, you know, as I looked through, I was like, something is wrong with this equation. When I shifted, I said, okay, as I left the workforce and said, I need to do something different. That's how I got into the coaching side. Cause I said, well, how do I shift this? And that's where I got into the healing. I didn't expect myself to ever go into energy healing. And that's when you find out, oh, I've been operating up here from the waist up. I'm all in my head. Isn't this lovely? And where's the rest of me? And you start to put the pieces back together. And I found that a lot of it was all these different roles we play. So let me play with you for a moment. When you meet someone, right, the first thing you say is, so what do you do? What's among the first things, right? And you answer, and you may say, I'm a podcast host. And you say, oh, I'm a coach, I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer, I'm a teacher. But none of it's true. They ask what you do. You tell them what you are. That's a title of your main role. So it's kind of like if you see the speaker, you know, the keynote speaker, and then, you know, looking all wonderful and professional up there, and then you find out, oh, at 11 o'clock last night, well, you see, they have this 4-year-old who has a great future in fluid dynamics, and they'd like to see how water works with things dropped in it. So they were a plumber at 11 o'clock last night. And we play 35 or more roles in our given day. Like, give me a morning, you get up in the morning, right? I'm a fashion consultant figuring out what I'm going to wear. It doesn't matter if I'm leaving the house and it's only from the waist up and it's for Zoom. And then maybe you've got kids, so you got to be a drill sergeant getting them up. Then you're a short order cook and you're making them breakfast or lunch. And then you're, a logistics expert. Who's going where and how is that happening? And if you're a parent, you're communication because you're on the WhatsApp. And then you look at what the cat threw up. So you got to be a vet to see if you got to worry about it. And then maybe somewhere you're a chauffeur or you're getting kids places. And maybe a makeup artist right before the camera goes on or you walk in the office. Oh, that's right. You're starting your day. And I can go on for the rest of the day and that. But the thing is, we operate that way. Mm-hmm. And what roles come with is baggage. Doesn't matter if it's an old duffel bag or Louis Vuitton steam trunks. It's baggage. And the baggage is in the form of expectations. And expectations mean this. It means energy and effort an emotion from you, and that hits your time, because the expectations aren't just what you have, it's what other people have. And we're caught in it. We say to each other, well, that's your role. That's my role. And there's five different types. There's majors and minors. And the stick-on ones, the one when you go to help somebody once and then it kind of becomes a thing. It's like when you have that little stick, you know, kick me thing on the back. It sticks with you, right? And then there's the stealth ones, the ones that can sabotage you, right? Like the smart one, the reliable one, the good kid, right? Or then maybe it's the loser, or any of the other names that go with it, right? Those are the hidden ones that come out and impact us. But all of that we feel in our body. And as it impacts your effort and your energy, it's chewing up your time, and you cannot possibly function the best way you want to be.
That's true. So now that we know, I mean, you've like put a magnifying glass on it. We might have had a thought about this, but you've now put a magnifying glass and a spotlight. I'm going to say both. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to slow it down or stop it or step out of it? Like, now what?
So where I go from there is when I work with folks, is I think there's three key things that help, three key factors. And one is you need to have a core. A really vibrant core. What I mean by that is, who are you? Often we think we know, but we're really got an image that's like maybe 10 years old or 20 years old or whatever point we fixed it. And we're kind of operating like that. So who are you? What are your values? What are your beliefs? What are the things that are important to you? What are your non-negotiables? Who are you? Where do you want to go? And how do you want to be seen as you get there? How do you want to show up? Because if you can't show up the way you want to be seen, you won't be. So that's kind of your core, and you need to protect that. That core is what everything operates around. If you ever see a plane, you know, when they show you the dashboard on the plane, right? Well, back then there's a gyroscope, and everything operates off that gyroscope. So if you don't have your core straight, you don't know where you are within relation to things, and you can't navigate through the clouds effectively. The next thing you need is an intentional culture. And what does that mean? What is your culture? Do you just have a culture of achievement? Do you have a culture of accomplishment? When you do something, does it count, or is it only when it's achieving? And when you get that kind of high achiever mindset, it's like, is it worthy of celebration? So do you have a culture of celebration? And what do you celebrate? And is it only major things? Do you have a culture of exploration? Are you teaching your kids that? Do you have a culture of failure where it's okay? And do you have a culture of learning? So maybe you have a culture of consequence, and that's fine, but you have one of learning too. That's okay. We learn that. What are, and I can go on with them, but what are the things you build into your culture? All too often it becomes very, it's like two or three things that you focus on. And then the last thing is, how do you do that alignment? So when I work with my clients, there are things we do from like neuroscience where you start to train, you change, right? Habits or behaviors that are repeated, you start to look at those things, but you get a little deeper as to what's driving that. And you practice. You practice so that when you are in the high stakes moment or in the crunchy moment, you can show up in the best possible way as your best self. We work with the energy so that the same thing happens as you sit there and you go, oh, let me see what this is like. Let me see what I'm feeling here. How do I blend those together? Because we are one person. That's like that whole work-life balance where we pretend that it's like, you know, it's a binary situation. Here it's a sheet of paper. It's only two-dimensional. We got 12 dimensions I work with folks on. And when they start to look at that, that's one of the first things we do. They realize, oh, I don't even focus on that part of me. I think it's just going to happen on its own. But if you don't alter your autopilot, which runs 90% of your life, you're going to be fighting against it. And the last thing you need to do is be fighting against yourself, because you want to have greater ease and less effort and have it to go forward. So that's where we go.
I love that. What's your vibrant core, your intentional culture? I love that the culture is intentional. Like, we intentionally choose and decide what we're going to have it be. And then how do you align? How are we in alignment? So I love this conversation. So how do you work with people? How can we get hold of you? And what does that look like?
I work with people in my coaching program. It's called Mold Your Life. And the best way to do it is I actually, well, there's a download that kind of helps you take a little look at where you are to get you started. Kind of your show up meter. Take a look at that, see where that goes. You can reach out to me at talkwithmagdalena.com and get some time on my calendar and we can have a chat and we can look at what can you do that gives you the greatest impact with your next step.
Oh.
As you do a high impact coach, that's what we focus on. It's not on doing everything and it's not just on cutting things out. It's very intentional to say where you are right now, what gets you the greatest benefit across all of those 12 dimensions of your life, because that starts to lift things. And we start with smaller things too. So you start to get some traction.
Yeah. Sometimes the littlest shift can make the biggest ripple, kind of like a little pebble in a pond.
And absolutely.
Goes out. And we often focus on like the big thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the little thing. It's that, you know, princess and the pea. It's the pea under the mattress, not everything else around us.
It is. I would leave your listeners with three quick things. The first thing to do is give yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission to play, to explore, to consider there could be something different for you. Whatever you've locked in, whatever you're absolutely adamant, well, it can't be different. Give yourself permission to open your mind with it. Two, go and spend some time being aware. Look at what goes on in your life and in your day. Take a moment to step back, step out of it, and see how you're reacting, how you're, what's going on around you, maybe what triggers you. So just for a week, jot down things, become aware of it. And then the third thing is pick one behavior. Maybe you're going to walk in the door and no matter what happened, you're going to say, I love you, to someone you actually do. Maybe you're going to do it 5 times a day. Maybe it's that behavior. Maybe you're going to look in the mirror and say, I love you, and say it to yourself. Pick a behavior. Just do that one. Start with a small little shift. And you can do that tomorrow or today.
I love that because sometimes things just get too big. They look too big. Mm-hmm. I've been in coaching programs and it's like, do all these things. And I struggled and I did all those things and it still didn't work well because like the first thing wasn't quite right. Right. So
yep. Everything, yep.
You got to start small. I love it. And I loved our conversation today. Thank you for your great insights. It's very helpful.
Oh, I'm glad I enjoyed being here with you. And this has been fun. Thank you for your time.
Potapalooza is a great day.
It is. It's a busy day.
It is. It's a very busy day. It is nonstop. Well, thank you for your time and sharing with the audience. Connections with Magdalena will be in the show notes. You're already on your phone. Just click down, grab the show notes, click the link. You'll get there. Thank you for being here today. It was really great.
Thanks so much.
I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.